Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
This is going to be a full blown colon cleanse of this organization.
The Mets season is over. They are done. They are boring. They stink. Everybody knows it. Now it's time to act on that.
I've had enough of Pete Alonso, BT. It's nothing personal. Seems like a great guy. I mean, my God, it is October. There's one game left on the schedule, and this guy hasn't been able to buy a big hit.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
Oh, my God. Todo lo malo echado para allá.
Pete Alonso, wake up. Pete Alonso, we need you.
Pete Alonso goes 3-for-4 with a 3-run homer.
Oh, yeah. I think Pete's coming through tonight. I really do. I have to believe in him because I don't believe he's just a dog. I don't believe he can't take the moment because he's taken the moment before. And so I do think, I don't know if they're going to win. I didn't say that. I think Pete Alonso hits a home run tonight.
Oh, my God. Todo lo malo echado para allá.
William sets. Here's the pitch. Swing on a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Reel it back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a 3-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career.
Oh my God, it is unbelievable.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I didn't think it would happen, but even 16 hours later, I got chills again. I'm shaking again. Tiki, he did it.
I'm happy for you. He did it!
He did it!
In positive time, he got it right.
Yes, he did. You know, there are so many things from last night's game. There are so many things to be excited about moving forward. But I'll make this very simple. When Pete Alonso walked to the plate with the Mets trailing by 2 runs in the top of the 9th inning, I honestly thought there was no coming back for Pete. He had dropped a pop-up a few innings earlier. He had continued to struggle offensively. All of the things said about Pete, harshly but sort of accurately, I thought to myself, I said, Teak, I don't know how I can turn on a microphone as a Pete defender and actually talk my fellow Met fans into bringing him back. I thought it was that far gone. And so what we witnessed last night, not only selfishly as Met fans with their season being saved, his career in New York City was saved. I don't think he was coming back or there was any coming back from him bouncing into a double play or striking out. And instead, he delivered, in my humble opinion, in my lifetime, the greatest home run ever hit by a Met in postseason play. That's what he did,
Tim. I mean, that's saying a lot, but you know what? You might not be wrong. I mean, the crazy thing is that leading up to that moment, because I'm on a plane, so I'm watching this via, I don't know, like app, just kind of watching what's happening. But the guy next to me has it on his phone. He's streaming it somehow on the plane. I don't know how the hell he was doing it, but he just starts like moving, like gyrating in his seat. And I'm like, what the hell's going on over there? He's like, beat it, home run, beat it, home run, 3-run home run, they got the lead. And so right before, I had written you guys and said, the only person that's doing anything is Lindor. 2 hits for Lindor, nobody else had a hit. Mm-hmm. And then he comes through in an epic fashion. And now there is justification for anything Pete. Whatever happens with Pete, whatever money he gets, whatever the organization decides to do with him, and hopefully it's keeping him, it is now justified despite a season of ineffectiveness from Pete Alonso, especially in the clutch. This was as clutch as you could possibly have.
Yeah.
And we talked about yesterday, hey, if you hit a home run in the first inning, is that clutch?
Right.
No, it's not. Do it in the top of the 9th with 2 on. That's clutch.
Yeah, I think an elimination game down by two against the best closer in baseball would qualify as clutch. But I love hearing that story that you just delivered of being on that airplane, because that's the other thing that's so special about last night. I don't know where this season's going. We will begin to look ahead to Philadelphia. We got a lot to get to over the course of the next 4.5 hours. But I can promise you this, whether you're Tiki Barber, whether you're me, no matter who you are listening, I promise you that the emotions you felt during that at-bat, before that at-bat, and everything you experienced, you're never going to forget. And that's the beauty of sports. It's not just the moment. It's everything you felt in that moment. And trust me, Tiki, a lot of people have said that about you and some of your performances. Hey, Tiki, remember when you did this? Well, here's what I was doing. I was with my sister, or I was with my wife and she was giving birth, or my child just pooed all over the place and I had to clean it up. Like, we all have those stories from last night. You were on an airplane. Because you're doing hard work going to Seattle.
It's all Mets and Giant fans. That's really what it was.
Right, they're all going out there.
They're all going out there.
It's funny. My story last night, and we all have it, and we'll hear from you throughout the day, especially early on, because before we look ahead, I think we need to enjoy this moment. It's an all-time moment, 888-808-1019. I sat with both of my sons last night and my wife, and my oldest son Jet scored the game. That's right, I created a monster.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that is awesome.
Is it though? Because
it is. Forget the monster. Now he'll remember it in a very unique way. It's not just watching it with dad. It was scoring it with dad. Well, that is epic.
Well, Teak, there's a slight problem with that.
Which is?
So Jet was scoring the game with dad. And after the back-to-back home runs by Jake Bowers and Sal Frelick,
he
fell asleep. At the commercial break, going into the top of the eighth inning, he fell asleep. And it's funny, Jet and I had a big argument. I was behind, right? I get back late. We're doing an afternoon drive. We were on DVR, and I was skipping commercials. And Jet said, "I don't like that, Dad. We got to take our time." I said, "No, no, no. We need to catch up." Well, once we started playing commercials, 8-year-old fell asleep because those commercial breaks take forever.
Right.
So he's out in the eighth inning. And after the bottom of the eighth inning concluded, I looked
at... Why didn't you wake him up?
I'll tell you why. Because in the bottom of the eighth inning, I said to my wife, "Hon, I'm going to go into the Rico Bronya studio. I'm going to leave. All right? I'm going to watch the last inning. I'm going to watch the death of the season by myself. I'm going to record a Rico, and then I'll come back." And she said, "Okay, baby, I'm so sorry." And that's not me giving up. That's me just changing the juju, if you will. So I went up into that Rico Bronya studio. And as that inning developed, and we will never forget Francisco Lindor's at-bat. That was an all-timer, a Sean Dunstan-esque at-bat, for those that remember 1999. I'll never forget the Brandon Nimmo at-bat being down 0-2. When Pete Alonso swung at that 3-1 bender that hooked there, I started shaking. The chills that went down my spine as that ball went to right field. And like everyone else, I screamed at the bloody top of my lungs. No one heard it because I was all the way far away from my family. And it was like this out-of-body experience. And then, Tiki, I didn't know what to do. Should I wake Jet up?
Yes, you should have.
I couldn't wake him up.
Why didn't you?
Because they didn't win the game yet.
I'm so disappointed in you, but that's the moment. You would have shared that moment forever with Jet. Forever.
But you know what, Teak? I ended up having a moment, and this is the beauty of sports. We all have this memory from last night, all unique for all of us. Mets win the game. David Peterson, wonderful job. Jesse Winker, Starling Marte, all the little things that contributed. After they won the game, and I'm trying to get the calm down after that awesome victory, I go back upstairs, and Jet wakes up. And the first thing he says to me, very first thing, "Did the Mets win, Dad?" And the
great
10 seconds of me describing, not as accurately as Howie Rhodes, but me describing what happened and the joy he faced at 1 o'clock in the morning after I told him, that was our moment.
Right. That works. That works. It would have been better if he would have seen it live. If he would experience the euphoria live, it would have been amazing. But that works just as well.
Yeah.
You can tell the story. It's funny. Like, I'm not even a Mets fan. And two of the most epic baseball moments that I can remember while working at WFAN have been Mets moments. One, because of the watch party that we do and Francisco Lindor hitting a home run. And now on a plane with giant Met fans. flying to Seattle to call the Giant game. Half the plane is erupting because of the Mets. You know, Pete Alonso hitting this home run in the top of the ninth inning. And you're right, Evan. They're not forgetting. You don't forget that.
No.
How can I forget that moment? No matter, even if I don't care what happens with the Mets going forward, that moment is forever ingrained in my head because of the circumstances that they happened under.
And that's the other part. So you've got two incredible things that occurred last night. You had the simple thing. The simple thing is the Mets season was on the line. The
yes.
simple thing was they were about to lose to the Milwaukee Brewers in very, blah fashion. They could not hit Tobias Myers. They couldn't hit the Brewer bullpen. And after Jose Budo, and I had no issue with Carlos Mendoza going to Jose Budo, when he gives up the back-to-back home runs, it's like, wow, that's going to be a kind of an anticlimactic way for this season to end. We're right. just going to get shut out. We're going to lose 2-0. And obviously, the Mets make a comeback in a winner-take-all game with their backs to the wall. That's story number one. You put that on the side. The Mets save their season. You had a player save his career. And that's not hyperbolic. That's a fact. Because right. every Met fan out there knows this. You know what you said about Pete Alonso throughout this game. I'm not talking about what you said a week ago or some of those fun clips we played on the open. I'm talking about during the game. I know what you said because I thought the same thing. When Pete Alonso can't catch a pop-up off the bat of William Contreras as the Mets are trying to salvage that seventh inning, he dropped the pop-up. This is yes. after going 0 for his first three. We all thought, this is it for him. What a horrible ending to his Met career. He can't come back from this. How could he come back to Met fans after this kind of pathetic, embarrassing showing? He was done as a New York Met. This wasn't simply a guy who's a free agent and we'll see what the market looks like. I don't know how I was going to come on the radio for the next few months and make the case to keep him. I don't know how I was going to do it. And he faced that. Maybe he wasn't thinking about it, Tiki, but he was facing that. So not only do you have in bucket number one the Mets season being on the line, we had a lifelong Mets career on the line in an at-bat, and in the most epic fashion, he answered the call with one of the most clutchest hits this franchise has ever seen.
No, it's special. I mean, as Met fans, you got to feel all the love for Pete Alonso right now. It was so many other people that came through in critical moments up until the moment that mattered most. And it was Pete, and I feel happy for him. You know, because I didn't know it was going to be his future with this team or what the negotiations were going to be like. But he has now the not the golden ticket, but he has like the golden moment. He has this moment that he can just play on people's emotions with. And I'm not talking just, you know, fans. I'm talking about David Stearns. I'm talking about Steve Cohen. They're never going to forget that moment because of what it meant to them and the organization. Again, let's not forget, this was a season that I said at the very beginning, and probably most people agreed, this is just an evaluation year. But it's turned from evaluation into belief and epicness almost every turn of the way. Every bad thing or setback that this team has had, they've responded and come up humongous. Like it's just, this is why we said yesterday, you know, the Yankees are interesting because, look, they're the number one seed in the American League. They, you know, they should get to the World Series given the path that they have to take. But it kind of felt routine along the way. This Mets season has been so damn entertaining because of all the ups and downs and question marks and not believing that it would actually happen. Yet it keeps happening every single time. Now, it feels like a team of destiny. The problem is you can't believe that you're a team of destiny. Only way destiny that happens is if you do it.
Yeah, it's crazy. You mentioned the Lindor home run. That was this week.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
That was Monday.
On Monday and then on Thursday, you could argue, and trust me, I will, that we saw two of the most important consequential home runs in the history of the New York Mets.
That's right.
We saw, I think without a shadow of a doubt, outside of Piazza 9/11, which I put in a separate bucket because it was beyond baseball, you saw the most important regular season home run in the history of the Mets on Monday, and you may have seen the most important postseason home run in the history of the Mets because I was racking my brain thinking about all the other ones, Todd Pratt, Robin Ventura, Darryl Strawberry, Ray Knight, and the difference is their backs were against the wall. It was over. The Mets were about to lose. They were about to face extermination. The season was about to end. And while Devin Williams may have been tipping his pitches.
he definitely was.
That's a part of baseball. And Pete Alonso and the Mets were able to take advantage of it. So Tiki was on a plane with giant Met fans. I locked myself in a room after my son fell asleep. These are memories we'll never forget. Sean, I know you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
What's your golden memory from the Pete Alonso home run game?
My wife actually watching baseball for the first time in her life, fist pumping and going nuts because she couldn't believe the moment.
Wow.
Wait, is she a Met fan
now? She's not. Her grandma was a big Met fan. Her favorite player was Pete Alonso. She passed away in March, and the whole theme has been this Met magical run. She's paid attention from afar, but really got into it when Alonso home run.
So your wife was celebrating the Pete home run?
Yeah, and basically crediting her passed away grandmother.
Well, you know what? I give her passed away grandma all the credit.
I got to be honest.
Can't even shoot that one down.
I couldn't do it. And I sat there, even as a Yankee fan, and I've said this time and time again. Maybe it's I'm not taking the Met World Series run serious yet. Maybe it's that I'm getting numb at my old age, but I enjoyed the moment.
Well, thank you.
I did. I thought it was, I yelled holy bleeping bleep at the top of my lungs.
I want to tell you what I envisioned positive Tommy's moment to look like. And then, of course, he can tell us what it was. But I want you to I'm going to illustrate how I envisioned the consumption of that home run from positive Tommy. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
He's on a beach chair, like a beach lounge. He's laying down. He's very calm. He's got his two hands behind his back as if he's chilling, and his wonderful wife is serving him Mai Tais. And he is basically calmly saying, "Hun, they're making it exciting, but we got this." And then when Pete hit the home run, Tommy was like, "See, I had nothing. We had nothing to worry about." Tommy, accuracy level on that?
Zero.
Okay.
So positive Tommy's wife was not serving me anything. Positive Tommy's wife was sleeping. And as Pete Alonso stepped to the plate, I said, "Come on, Pete, I've sent you the positive vibes one time." And as soon as he hit the ball, I did this. "Get up! Get up! Get up!" And I woke everybody up in the neighborhood, and we all celebrated together. What a moment. Evan, myself, you, we sent Pete those positive vibes, and look what happened, Evan. Positivity led to Pete.
But you
Alonso
know what, Tommy, here's the thing. I give you all, you get 100% of the positive vibe credit. I'm not sending positive vibes. I'm being honest. And when we sat here yesterday, and we talked a lot about Pete Alonso, what I couldn't wrap my head around was that he's not this. That's the thing I couldn't understand. And when people would argue and say he's never gotten a big hit, I'd get defensive because it wasn't true. And just because you say something over and over again doesn't mean it's true. And so what I would say is he hasn't had an impactful season. He hasn't had a clutch season, but I've seen it before. I saw him hit a game-winning home run. Granted, it's the fifth inning, not the ninth inning, against the San Diego Padres in a playoff elimination game 2 years ago. I've seen him hit walk-off home runs, game-tying home runs. I just didn't. It wasn't I want to be positive. That's you, bro, and I give that to you. It was, he's better than this. This is not who he is. And I am so happy, no matter where this season ends, whether it ends to Philadelphia, God hope it doesn't, that Pete Alonso got to rewrite his legacy with Met fans and not be remembered for a falsitude. Not be remembered as someone who couldn't handle the big moment when I've seen him do it before. And so, in that clip, that wasn't me sending him positive vibes. That was me refusing to believe he was the quote-unquote bum that a lot of Met fans thought he was.
He deserved that moment because of what he's done for this franchise, for this community, for this fan base, for this brand. He deserved to do that and have that moment. So it's been the theme of this Met season all year long.
And now, Pete, no pressure. Just go do it against the Phillies now.
That's all.
We'll get to your calls next. Guinea Met fans, 888-808-1019. The consumption of one of the great moments in Met history. Everything about last night. And yes, it's okay to start thinking ahead. Because in a little bit more than 24 hours, the New York Mets are headed to the Division Series for the first time since 2015. And they're about to face an opponent they've never faced before. Your calls coming up. Plus, I was shocked by this. A lot of people predicted a Pete Alonso home run last night, including people you wouldn't expect. Plus, Edwin Diaz learned his lesson. We got a lot to get to. We'll talk Jets and Giants as well. Yankee fans, what should they do at first base? I'll tell you what I think they should do. We got it all coming up live. If you missed the very beginning of the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. There was a wonderful production piece put together by the great Paul Orzumin, who's worked here for a million years and does a great job. And in that production piece, you would hear Tommy Lugauer correctly predicting a Pete Alonso three-run home run. You would hear even me predicting Pete Alonso hitting a home run. But it wasn't just us. It wasn't just me, and it wasn't just Tommy. How about this prediction? We've got two more for you. One from a member of the New York Mets. We present to you OMG himself, Jose Iglesias.
I told Pete on the eighth, we were at defense, and I say, be ready. Because next inning, you're going to hit a home run. I can't explain it.
Why did you say that?
It's my instinct. You know, I know how hard he's been working this series to get it going. I was with him during batting practice, spending time with him. It's paying off, and I feel very proud to contribute in that aspect of the game as well.
Wow. Jose told him. How about that? It adds to his legend, Tiki.
Right, or unless if we believe it.
Oh, you think Jose is lying?
I don't know. Maybe it's convenient.
All right. Well,
it's convenient narrative.
We have one guy who used kind of thought, belief, and analytics to believe Pete Alonso would hit a home run. Well, how about someone else? Someone on the WFAN staff, not me and Tommy, who successfully predicted a Pete Alonso home run. We present to you sports maven himself, Al Dukes.
Yes or no? Mets win tonight?
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, very decisive.
Close. 3-2 Mets. Pete Alonso, home run late. 3-2.
Wow.
What?
He nailed it.
Holy cow.
And if it wasn't for that rat bastard, Jesse Winker and Starling Marte, he would have nailed the final score.
Generational talent.
Can you believe that?
That is damn impressive.
That's damn impressive.
Does he have a history of predicting like that? And if he does, why is he not gambling all the time?
That's a good question.
Seriously.
So congratulations to Positive Tommy. I guess congratulations to myself, but more importantly, congratulations to Al Dukes and Jose Iglesias. I know you never thought you'd hear them in a sentence together, yeah, but they both successfully predicted it. Pete Alonso home runs. And there were others, I admit. Like, I did see a few throughout the evening who had that core belief and hope that Pete was going to come through in the biggest spot possible. And boy, did he pick the biggest spot. And you know, it's funny looking back on it now, Tiki. When he swung, he posed. He knew it was gone.
Yes, because he knew what pitch was coming.
But even still, it barely got out. I didn't think it was gone off the bat.
I mean, it was right field. I mean, it was Oppo. Of course it's barely going to get out. It's not like he's pulling it and gotten all his power and strength, you know, with the torque and his hip movement and everything else. That was all upper body, you know, pushing that thing because he's strong enough and knew exactly what he was doing. I mean, you give him credit, man. He knew whether or not he knew the pitch was coming or not, we don't know. But there's video that pitch was getting tipped. He had his I don't know who that was he was talking to in the dugout.
He was talking to Jeremy Barnes.
Jeremy Barnes basically saying, look, if you look at his glove, yep, if it's down, it's a changeup. If it's up a little bit, it's a fastball. The bulge in the glove because he's got to stick his hand all the way in there in order to get the grip on the changeup. So he kind of knew it was coming, and he put it exactly where he should have. And so give him credit because that's part of baseball. If you're going to tip your pitches, I'm going to take advantage of you.
Give him credit and give the Mets credit. And give Jimmy O'Brien, John Boy credit because he's the one who decoded it late last night. But yeah, there's great video showing that Devin Williams would alter the shape of his glove based on if he was throwing his bender, which is an unhittable pitch, or his fastball. And you see Jeremy Barnes, whispering to Pete Alonso and saying,
yes,
hey, watch the glove.
Right, but as soon as he gets back in the dugout, he's like, I told you.
You're right. You see, Jeremy said, I told you. That's a part of baseball. A credit to everybody. Look, the Mets won that game last night. We're going to spend a lot of time on Pete. They won that game, and there are a lot of reasons why. Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo, Jose Quintana, Edwin Diaz. Like, there's a David Peterson. There are so many things that helped contribute to that team victory. But obviously, it was Pete's moment.
We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Plus, we may have new information on the future of Davante Adams. But let's start off with someone who called us up late in yesterday's show. It was in the 5 o'clock hour. We were asking Met fans, how do you feel? Are you positive? Are you negative? And this woman called in and said, I'm feeling good. In fact, she stole Tommy's gimmick. She said, forget positive Tommy, I'm positive Nancy. So here's Nancy in Flemington. Nancy, how you feeling?
Excellent.
You brought it home. You were the one that brought the positivity. Screw positive Tommy.
So you're giving the kudos, Tommy, Howie, but I'm the third positive, and that's what did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
My positivity brought them home to the end. I was never wavering in my, you know, ability to say they were going to win. You wanted to know yesterday. You called me positive, Nancy. I was so psyched. I was wearing my Mets shirt, screaming bloody murder at the end. But I deserve I deserve a little bit of credit,
you
too,
do.
Not just Howie and Tommy.
You're right. I'll tell you, for me personally, I was feeling very scared. Tommy helped, positive Tommy, but I hear it all the time, so maybe I become immune to it.
I believe in positive Tommy.
And then Howie came on the radio with us, and that really helped. And then, Tiki, positive Nancy put it over the top.
Of course.
She was
all
the
positivity.
That's
I mean, you didn't have much negativity yesterday. I can't handle your negativity. It's like depressing to me. When you're such a big fan of your team and you're negative about them all the damn time, I can't handle it. But luckily, we didn't get it much of yesterday, and that's a credit to Tommy. It's a credit to Nancy. It's a credit to Howie.
Yeah.
It's a credit to myself for telling you not to be negative. Maybe Sean was trollish. I don't know if I can give him credit, but everybody else was trying to keep you positive.
That's right.
And it worked.
Never me, T.
And think about everybody's name, as you were saying it. Tommy, Howie, Nancy, Tiki.
Yes. Who doesn't fit here? Sean.
Exactly. Matt is calling from Middletown. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, Evan, Tiki, how you guys doing today, man? I cannot believe just coming off of the craziest Mets win. I just want to say just how kind of things crazily work out. I mean, my great-grandmother, you know, God rest her, she passed away 2 years ago in September. Yesterday would have been her 92nd birthday, and
wow.
She was a huge Mets fan as well. So needless to say, Evan, I'm right there with you on the emotional piece of it. When that home run was hit, I had tears in my eyes just because of everything that was surrounding the situation. And then on top of that, man, I was there at game 3 in 2015 of the World Series, the only damn game we won. Mm. And I was hysterical that day too. It was so surreal. And you know what? We are knocking on that door again. Take out your Joe Boo. Do whatever you got to do. Make your peace offerings, because we're going to need all the help that we can to just go into Philly and just rock their socks off. And you know what? We are going to do it. Evan, Tiki, you guys are great. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And Evan, let's go Mets. And hey, I'm from Middletown up here too. You're in Warwick, right?
I'm not in Warwick, but I'm in Westchester, so I guess we're relatively close. David Wright, he was describing David Wright. And so, if anyone forgot, I don't know how you could, back in Game 3 of that World Series, down 2-0 to the Royals, David Wright hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the first inning against the late Yordano Ventura. Gave the Mets a 2-1 lead. And because it was David, because it gave him the lead, but again, because it was David in the World Series, that was a spine-tingling Mets home run. Mm. But at the end of the day, it was Game 3, and it was the first inning. So as awesome as it was to see our guy do it and hit a World Series home run, and it's one of the loudest moments I've ever had at Citi Field and we've ever had at Citi Field, when you really think about it, it doesn't even compare to last night. Granted, last night is a much earlier round of the playoffs. The Mets were about to lose. The season was about to end.
Right.
And more than that, Pete Alonso's legacy amongst Mets fans was dead and buried. Like, I don't think this is one of those things he would have recovered from. Not only would he have been gone if he bounced into a double play, I don't think us talking about Pete 4 or 5 years from now would have brought a smile to anybody's face.
No,
I think
you're
he
right.
may have ruined his time with the Mets, and that would have been very sad and very unfortunate.
Yeah, as unfair as it is, the full body of work doesn't get evaluated positively without those moments that just make you jump out of your seat. If you don't have those moments, it's hard to be viewed as a legend.
Yeah.
And whatever the sport is, and you need them. And that was Pete's moment. Now, he's had plenty of them over the years, but they haven't been in critical situations, like down to it. We need you, as you've been saying for 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, for Pete Alonso. Pete, you have to do X. Pete, you have to do this. Pete, you need to show up. And to actually do it in a moment that matters, that's memorable, that's game-winning, that's how you create these emotional ties to the fan base. And it never goes away, ever. Regardless of what happens, people are going to remember that moment. And so, you know, you give Pete kudos and credit. You just wish there would have been more of them, but when he needed it most, it happened. And you're never going to forget it.
Hopefully there will be more of them.
Yes.
Because there are still many more games to be played as long as the Mets win. They're about to engage in a best-of-five series against the team, and I've said this before, so I'll say it again, the team who I think is the most talented team in baseball. They are the best team in baseball. That's who the Mets are going up against. No offense to the Dodgers, no offense to the Yankees, no offense to the Padres or the Guardians. From my money, when you look top to bottom, 1 through 26, that's how good the Philadelphia Phillies are. And that's the challenge that lays ahead for the New York Mets, and that's the challenge that lays ahead for Pete Alonso. Because this was an amazing moment. He can write some more amazing moments. Mike in Staten Island, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
A few years ago, Dana White of the UFC said, as us sports fans, we live for the holy bleep moment, right? Last night, it does not get more holy bleep than last night. I mean, I've watched that video 500 times. I've listened to Howie Rose 500 times. The video of Howie Rose on the plane and all the players going crazy for him. I mean, this is the biggest holy bleep moment you can get as a fan.
No question. No question, because it was so stunning. Like, it was stunning. It was, you couldn't believe it was happening.
Yeah, like, you didn't expect it at all.
The measurement of a moment, like I said earlier, is when you are going to remember not just the moment, that's easy, but everything surrounding the moment, who you were sitting with, who was next to you, what you were eating that night, the stomach ache you had, the feeling that you had, like everything about that night, if you're a Met fan, and maybe even if you're not a Met fan, maybe if you're just a baseball fan, Yankee fans are sitting there bored. They're waiting for their team to play.
Well, there's nothing else on, Evan. Yeah. I mean, obviously the football game was on, so I guess some people were cared about
not a bad game, by the way.
Oh, it's a great game. That's my point. So I guess if you're nationally, you maybe don't remember this, but because you're watching the Falcons and the Bucks go epically into overtime and Kirk Cousins throws for 500 yards somehow. So, but at the end of the day, if you were watching baseball, you were watching the Mets and the Brewers, period.
And you know what? Can I bring Kirk Cousins into this discussion? Because I do think it works.
Go ahead.
It wasn't that long ago that these two sentences were true to most people, even if it wasn't really true in reality. Sentence number one, Pete Alonso can't get a big hit. Sentence number two, Kirk Cousins sucks in prime time. And on the same night, what happens?
Right.
Pete's hitting the most clutch home run you could write, and Kirk Cousins is throwing for 500-plus yards.
Right, including a 45-yard touchdown bomb in overtime to beat the Bucks.
Yeah. I know they're not related, but aren't they kind of related?
Yeah,
Sean buys that one. As an IBFO on both occasions, that one you buy.
Yeah, the only thing I buy with Sean, because Sean bet the, or less, said and then ultimately bet the anytime touchdown for Sterling Shepard, which nobody on the planet had. Guess who scored a touchdown last night? Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, that's right.
A bad man.
Again, proving guys we think are toast in this town maybe aren't.
So we're going to compare that now?
I'm giving you anything I got here, Evan.
Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
And good afternoon, everybody! How are you today?
Splendid, dog Ozzy. Splendid.
I got a comment for Sean and a question for Thomas, if I may.
All right.
Sean.
Yes, Oz.
You with me, buddy?
Yeah, let's continue making everything about you.
I almost. All right. Oh, look who's talking. Pot, kettle black. But that's all right. That's neither here nor there. I almost rethought this when I just heard about your rest in peace grandmother-in-law. But, Sean, keep my Mets name out your bleeping mouth.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're no longer. You are no longer allowed to doubt them. You are no longer allowed to use this reverse psychology. You are no longer allowed to be snide about our New York Mets.
Yeah, just keep that to the
your
Jets,
to
Sean. Just keep it to them. All right, what's your question for Loogie?
Sean, you are dead to me when it comes to talking and doubting the Mets.
All right. What do you got for Loogie? Follow me, I'll lead you.
All right. Loogie. We got all these Johnny-come-latelys and all these Nancy come lately. But the definition of a warlock is a male witch. Are you a male witch? You've been doing this since Memorial Day, brah.
Well, yeah, you're right, 100%. Positive Tommy was the first one to tell you the Mets season was far from over, and Positive Tommy has been right all along. I don't know about any witchcraft. I just think it's the power of positivity.
You burning incense and stuff, Loogie?
No incense. My wife has enough candles in our apartment, so we're not burning anything.
Let's go to Mark in Farmingdale. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just quick question. Has anybody called in or you guys talked about just the historicness of him hitting the home run in a do-or-die game down two runs in the ninth inning or later? It's like the first time ever in a playoff game.
Yeah. Incredible. I mean, it's an incredible stat. That is true. It is the latest a game kind of changing home run has ever occurred in an elimination game. Now, granted, it's the elimination game of a brand new series that got created in the last couple of years.
Right.
But yes, it was an enormous home run. Where it ranks in Met history, like, to me, my lifetime really spans 99, 2000, 06, 15. I would put it over any home run I've ever seen. I'd put it over Pratt. I'd put it over Ventura. I'd put it over Benny Agbayani. So, to me, it's the greatest Met home run I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. And then just one more thing. Tommy was just saying how Pete deserved it. I would actually say he's an athlete, he embraced it, and he actually earned the moment. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you very much. I think what he's saying is that as much work as Pete has put in, Pete's been a very good Met, okay? A very good Met. He plays every game. He produces. He's been one of the most reliable sluggers in baseball since 2019. That's the reality. But sometimes reality doesn't matter. If Pete Alonso's Met career ended yesterday by bouncing into a double play, all of that good stuff that I just described that he earned through hard work would have been thrown in the toilet by 85% of Met fans.
Right.
So when Tommy, and I hate to speak for you, obviously you can respond after this, but when I take the whole he deserves that, it's that he didn't deserve that other fate. He didn't deserve the fate of everything else he did being thrown into the trash because of the way this season went. And that one swing changed all of that, and that's what he deserves.
So the fans all turned on him, and I absolutely get that. Positive Tommy obviously didn't, but I understand why the fans were frustrated with him. There's also this narrative by the media, maybe there's some people, you know, maybe inside the clubhouse that don't like him. And they have, much like Jake, because maybe he's a little socially awkward and doesn't give you a great quote after the game. And they wanted to make Pete out to be the bad guy. Jake never got to finish his story. Pete did. And he shoved it up everybody's you-know-what last night.
Well, story's not finished yet. This was a nice chapter to the story.
But I'm saying is that for him to misplay that foul ball, if he grounded it to the double play,
you know what he did?
He would have been out to be the scapegoat.
But Luke, you're right. He saved his story. Like, Jacob deGrom is going to have his number retired, and he's going to be honored by the Mets. It may not have ended as well as I wanted or you wanted, but it will end okay for Jacob deGrom. Time heals all wounds. I don't know if Pete Alonso would have ever been able to come back from his Met career ending the way it was about to end last night. Like, I don't think there would have been time heals wounds. I don't think there would have been a nice story about, well, he had a good 5.5 years or whatever it turned out to be, 19, 20, 21, 22, like, 7 years, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think he was coming back from that. And so he saved his story. He didn't finish it.
Right.
He saved it from the destruction of his Met career going up in flames.
Yeah, the epic finish would be to win a championship and then face free agency and then have Steve Cohen and David Stearns figure out what they're going to do. That would be finishing your story.
Well, and you know what else? I don't know if Pete's going to come back next year. It's a discussion, obviously, for the offseason. But let's say he doesn't. All right, let's say the Mets bow out to the Phillies in 4, hard-fought series, and Pete Alonso ends up signing with the Chicago Cubs. I promise you, here's one of the main things that changed off last night. When he walks into Citi Field, he's going to get a standing ovation.
Of course.
That was not the case last night.
Right. It wiped out all of the negativity from the season.
And he put them in a position, Tiki. I don't know if you saw this. Every team that's eliminated the Milwaukee Brewers in postseason history has gone on to win the World Series.
It's an anomaly. It doesn't give me hope. It doesn't really
do
anything to me.
A lot of times they've been in the playoffs.
No, and recently it's teams doing it early, like the Diamondbacks in the wild card series last year or the Nationals in the wild card game of 2019. Like, using them losing the World Series to the Cardinals, not a great example. But the more recent examples are very crazy. Does that give me reason to believe the Mets are going to go to the World Series? No. What gives me reason that the Mets can go to the World Series is that we have sat here for the last bunch of years in this new format, and we've identified a team and said, wow, that came out of nowhere. Why can't we be them? Right. And while the Mets may not have come out of nowhere because they've been playing well for such a long period of time, they certainly didn't go into the playoffs as a playoff favorite. And they feel like the team that everyone else is pointing at and saying, oh, crap, I don't know. Oh, my
God. I'm old enough to remember when you guys were scared of the Braves. Jeez.
Like a week ago?
The Braves don't exist anymore.
Longest week of our sports radio lives.
It is. It's like a whole year has just transpired with this Mets team.
Well, guess what? The Braves don't exist.
Of course they don't. At least not for this postseason.
Yeah. If they were still around, maybe I still would be scared of them. But guess what? They're extinct thanks to the San Diego Padres. And you could write this down. And this may not matter, or maybe it will matter, depending on how the Mets do. The San Diego Padres will defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers. That is a lock times five. The San Diego Padres are going to the National League Championship Series. It's just a question of, are they going to take on the Phillies like they did a few years ago, or are they going to get that rematch with the Mets from a few years ago?
You do realize that Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and all those other guys are on that team, right?
I do. But do you realize who's starting game one? The guy that you drag through the mud because he's overrated? Yoshinobu?
No, he's not.
Yamamoto.
He's starting game two.
I have him listed as game one according to MLB, and Jack Flaherty listed for game two.
I didn't
two.
Drag him through the mud. I just said, I don't trust small pitchers. That's all I said.
All right. They flip-flop that, by the way?
That's what I saw on Twitter an hour ago, that the Dodgers are now going to go to Flaherty game one.
Okay. So either way, Yamamoto and Flaherty in game ones and two against Yu Darvish and Dylan Cease. You know what that means? That means game two would be a pitching matchup between Yu Darvish and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. How about that? That's kind of cool. But either way, the San Diego Padres are beating them in four. You could write that one down. Mike's in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Oh, hey, guys. Listen, congratulations. I'm really excited that the Mets have survived the wild card round. But, you know, Alonso's supposed to hit that home run, isn't he?
Supposed to? What does that mean? What do you mean supposed to? You know how hard it is to hit a home run?
He's a marquee player. He's a power hitter. He's a free agent. In that situation, that's what he is supposed to do. What happens in this next series is really going to dictate or determine his legacy in New York. A couple of 0-4s and a 3-0 sweep by the Phils, and he's not making it back into Citi Field without the Bluebirds coming out.
I disagree with that. Like, I think that obviously winning is the priority, and the Mets going on a championship run would make it magical. I think Pete was so bad, and I love Pete. I'm saying this as a guy who grew out his beard out of loyalty to Pete Alonso. I love Pete. He had been so bad down the stretch, offensively, not defensively, but then last night he did make a defensive miscue. But he was so bad in big spots down the stretch that I think the stank was so high that he needed the one moment to save him. Yeah. If he has a tough series against the Philadelphia Phillies, we'll be disappointed. I'm sure there will be conversation about it here on Sports Talk Radio, but I don't think it would have been as vitriolic and as bad as if his Met career ended last night in Milwaukee. I think he saved it. I do. I think there's that big of a difference.
He saved the perception of this season, I think, is the biggest thing. And so when you're trying to evaluate whether or not you want him going forward, it was the perception of his free agent going into free agent season. And it wasn't great. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It's not like he hit 20 home runs and batted .210. So it was okay, but it wasn't spectacular. And it wasn't a moment. Like, you never felt like there was a moment where it defined Pete Alonso for 2024 until last night.
Yes.
And so now there's a defining moment for Pete Alonso, and it affected the team in an unbelievably positive move on to the next round of the playoffs way. That's memorable. That lasts with you.
Something very small during the Mets celebration may have saved their season moving forward. We'll explain it coming up. Plus your calls at 888-808-1019. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, you'll hear from the great Joe Beningo. You will also have an opportunity, if you're a Yankee fan, to win tickets to Game 2 of the American League Divisional Series. You will hear a certain sound.
All rise.
That sound will be your cue to call, and then you'll have a chance to see the New York Yankees live and in person. And I'm very excited to report that next week we'll give you a chance to win Met tickets live and in person. So this is your home, Met fans and Yankee fans, for this incredible New York baseball run. The NFL is flying right now, but you could still have time to start your season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet.
You want to build a same-game parlay for today's games? Take your favorite player to score an anytime touchdown. Combine it with a stud wideout going over receiving yards and a top quarterback going over passing yards to really increase the odds. The app is awesome. It's safe and secure. And when you win, you get paid fast. Visit FanDuel.com/Evan and make every moment bigger this season on FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is also the official partner of WFAN. 21 and over, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Approved Oil has been the leading oil dealer in New York for over 92 years, and right now rates are low. It's time to lock in for this upcoming winter before the cold weather drives prices up. Call today to lock in your low rate. While there's no guarantee your team will win every Sunday, it's a lock that Approved Oil will have you feeling worry-free this winter. Approved Oil has been delivering a brighter and warmer tomorrow for almost a century. If you want a lower heating bill, it has to be Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com. And this Odyssey Sports Minute is brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com.
This is Andrew Bogish with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Here's your latest reminder that conference realignment is bonkers. Miami and Cal are playing an ACC game tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern. That's a long trip for the Hurricane team, but how about their equipment truck? That crew left campus on Tuesday for the 3,100-mile drive that they'll have to repeat after the game. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Hey Giants fans, Paramount Plus is your home to stream the NFL on CBS every Sunday. Catch Daniel Jones in action and stream your live local NFL on CBS game all the way through the AFC Championship. Sign up and sign in to Paramount Plus today.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates, all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Our transportation, water, and energy infrastructure is critical. But did you know that those projects are built by the local 825 operating engineers and their contractors? They even built MetLife Stadium and the stadium before that. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Laborer Employee Cooperative, fights for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Lee Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leafilter.com/rain to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/rain. That's leaffilter.com/rain.
Calling all you football fans out there, New York Jets partner and menswear brand Charles Tirrett are offering our listeners 30% off their full collection with code ICON. When you're not wearing your jerseys and need to dress to impress, start with Tirrett's iconic white twill shirt. Keep your cool and breathable crisp cotton and save some precious time thanks to smooth non-iron tech. For a limited time, get 30% off all of their dress shirts and everything else. Remember, quote code ICON in store or at checkout at ctshirts.com.
Sunday morning. You can smell it. Game day. And the brisket you've been smoking since last night. a day to be with family, aka fellow football fans. Traditions make Sundays easy to enjoy. Beers do too. Bud Light. Easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. Bud Light is the official beer sponsor of the NFL. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Kia SUV is capable of taking you far. But when you use it locally to help your community, you go even further. When the right driver meets the right SUV, the opportunities are endless. Whether that's carrying cargo, bringing your team with you, ready? Navigating new terrain, delivering unexpected surprises, having room for new ideas, and doing all of that in style. Do more with the Kia Sportage, Kia Telluride, Kia Sorento, or Kia Seltos. Power up your capability with the right Kia SUV. Visit your nearest dealer to find the Kia SUV that's right for you. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. 800-333-4KIA. Always drive safely.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-4094. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe.